morning is the time where we have all come together, not primarily to receive, but now we have come to give. Oh, how we have received during this week from the Lord. But there is a time where we ought to return whatever He has given us and to learn to give unto Him, who alone art worthy. And this is the whole idea behind this time around the Lord's table. But this is the time where we remember Him and remember His sufferings and remember His agony and remember the price that He had to pay in order to bless us and give us all His wonderful gifts. I do believe that if the Lord's people are not really understanding the price, what it cost, their lives will be in the end superficial. They would be careless. Today we see in many ways that many people are careless with the things that they have, because it has come so easily to them. Isn't that true? We live in a rich part of the world and we get many material blessings and benefits. We are wealthy people, and that could very easily spoil us. And we could very easily tend to be careless because we don't understand the price. So now we are together to remember only one thing, and that is how much it cost the Lord to bring us into eternal life. So let us turn and read from 1 Corinthians some verses, first from chapter 10 and verse 16. Is not the cup of blessing which we bless as sharing in the blood of Christ? Is not the bread which we break as sharing in the body of Christ? Since there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. And let's read from the next chapter, 2, from verse 17. But in giving this instruction, I do not praise you, because you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For in the first place, when you come together as a church, I hear that divisions exist among you, and in part I believe it. For there must also be factions among you, in order that those who are approved may have become evident among you. Therefore, when you meet together, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in your eating, each one takes his own supper first, and one is hungry and another is drunk. What? Do you not have houses in which to eat and drink? Or do you despise the church of God and shame those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you? In this I will not praise you. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also, after supper saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself, if he does not judge the body rightly. For this reason many among you are weak and sick, and a number sleep. I do think that the Lord really wants us to come to his table in a worthy manner. What is it to partake in this table in a worthy manner? I do believe we need to watch over it. It easily becomes a tradition, a ceremony that we do Sunday after Sunday. We need to come today to the table as if it were the first time ever in our life that we were invited to partake in the Lord himself. A worthy manner. What is a worthy manner? First of all, to do partake in this table in a worthy manner is really to remember the Lord. The Lord said, remember me. Now we have been sharing on great matters of God Zion. We have been sharing on prayer and ministry. But this is the time where we even put that aside for a moment and remember the Lord. He didn't say, remember my word. He didn't say, remember my truth. He didn't say, remember my blessings. But he did say, remember me. And he wants us to remember him as the one who died. Brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus died. He died. We are not just now remembering him in his resurrection, nor in his glorious ascension. We are now remembering him as the one who died for us and took all that awful lot of suffering upon him because of our sins and opened up the way for us to enter into the presence of our Father. Brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus, he died. He suffered. He wants us to remember that. He wants us to understand that he had to pay the price. May the Lord help us that we are not sleeping like Simon Peter when the Lord went through his agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. He slept. He was not aware of the great burden that was upon his Lord and Master. Do you know that throughout all eternity, the Lord Jesus will reveal himself as the one, the Lamb of God, newly slain? We will never ever get away from remembering that the Lord was slain. In his body alone will be the remembrance of that there sometime was something called sin. In his nail-pierced hands and in the hole in his side will never, ever be removed. He will be recognized in eternity as the Lamb of God newly slain. Oh, brothers and sisters, have you forgotten that the Lord died? Have you forgotten that he suffered? As truly as it is that his blood was separated from his body. And this is what we are reminded of. Everyone who has his blood separated from his body is truly dead. He died. How can we remember him in a worthy manner? Only by bringing him these sacrifices of praise. Only by going out to him, as we learn in Hebrews 13, let us leave the city and go out through the gate and meet with him outside the gate where he died as a criminal. And let us bear his reproach. You see, the reason why we don't really know how to worship the Lord in a deep way is that we are not going out of the city. And that speaks of the busyness of our lives, the many things that we care for, the many things we are occupied with, the whole society. And it speaks sometimes also of all the things we are occupied with in our fellowship. The Lord wants us to leave, go out from the city and meet with that lonely person of himself and bearing his reproach. And there it is, out there, brothers and sisters, that we are able to offer up sacrifices of praise through him. Remember the Lord. Oh, let us worship him. Let us come to him. Let us concentrate on him. Let us leave anything, everything else, and just go out and be with him. Let me close this little word turning to Hebrew chapter 13 and read a few scriptures from verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today, yes, and forever. Do not be carried away by various and strange teachings, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by foods, through which those who were thus occupied were not benefited. We have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy place by the high priest as an offering for sin are burned outside the camp. Therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Hence, let us go out to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we do not have a lasting city, but we are seeking the city which is to come. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name. Now it's put here in verse 9 that we are not to be strengthened by food, but as we partake in his table, we are to be strengthened by grace. Remember that, brothers and sisters. When we come to this table, we come to the place of grace. And that's why it speaks of here that we have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat. Brothers and sisters, we have no part in what he did. We have not helped God. We couldn't do a thing. He went out alone. And in his last days, they all left him. All his disciples, they turned their back on him and they left him, and he was alone. He alone could do it. No hand of man or human being could help him. We have no part in the work of salvation. It is all his work, 100%. And as we come to this table, we must realize that it is all by grace. He did it alone. You and I were stripped naked of everything and anything. We haven't got the slightest part. He had to take the burden. Remember that. The whole burden. The full burden. We couldn't bear one little tiny sin. We couldn't atone anything. We have no right. We have no part in this altar. It was only the dear Son of God and him alone that was able to carry that burden. Oh, brothers and sisters, do remember he died. He died for us. We are remembering his death. His blood was separated from his body as a token of his death. But we are invited nevertheless, although we have no part. He made us partakers of his life. He made us share in the outcome of his death. He has become the bread of life. He has become the very life in which every one of us who have met him as our Savior are partaking. Oh, brothers and sisters, forget about all your spiritual knowledge. Lay aside all your visions. And for that matter, lay aside all your burdens. Get out of the camp this morning and come and meet with him. And let us concentrate and remember him and his death. And out there we shall be able this morning, I trust, as never before, to open up our mouths and offer up sacrifices of praise. Oh, may the Lord help us. May we truly see it afresh. May we see the Lamb of God newly slain. And may we join, brothers and sisters, with the heavenly host this morning around the throne, who are singing, "Worthy, worthy is the Lamb who was slain." This has become the center of the heavenly worship. It would never ever be forgotten that he sacrificed his life. This is the center of everything. Oh, I do pray that the Lord by his Spirit will reveal afresh the death and the sufferings of our Lord. Lord, we praise you and thank you that we now can leave the camp, all of us, Lord, and that we can willingly and consciously go out of this city to meet with you this morning. Lord, we have come to once again look upon you and to bear your reproach and to fellowship with you in your sufferings, to marvel and wonder that you was willing, Lord, you were willing to carry the burden, you were willing to die. Lord, we do thank you and praise you this morning. We have come to offer up sacrifices of praise. Lord, enable us by your Spirit. We are so empty, Lord. We are so cold. We are so emotionless in ourselves. We are so dead, Lord. Lord, sustain us with the Spirit that we may truly worship and give praise to your precious Son this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.